July 24th, 2011. The following was recorded at North Branch Reformed Church in Bridgewater, New Jersey, in the United States. Please visit us online at nbrc.com.
Good morning. It's a beautiful day, and it's great to gather in freedom and with God's blessing to praise God. And would you join me in the call to worship from Psalm 37, which tells us in wisdom, do not fret because of evildoers. Do not be jealous of those who do wrong. Commit your way to the Lord. Put your trust in God, who will act. Please stand and praise God in song with me. I don't get to do this every week, Mark. It's always amazing how you start the hymn and there's half the people that there are at the end of the hymn, right? Here they are. Good to see you all. God bless you. And no, we just sang, if you miss some of it, love divine, all loves excelling. And what that says to us is we all have a love life with friends or with neighbors or with family or with spouse. And that what we're doing here today dips our hearts in the infinite reservoir of God's love, and that helps us to be more loving on the way outside, in here, and throughout the week. And so know that God greets you this morning saying, mercy and peace in abundance. Would you receive that? And spread that love to people you know and you don't know all around this great sanctuary. I feel like I'm stopping the love. I'm sorry. But as we've received God's peace, as we've passed God's peace, now we come before God and we acknowledge that we need His forgiveness to live in peace. And would you pray with me the prayer of confession that restores that peace and that love to us all? Saying together, God of grace, You seek to grow new things within us. We confess that we don't give You much to work with. You call us to live in Christ's richness, to let it fill our lives, but hope is hard to muster. Love is often inconvenient. Our sin keeps us from responding to You. Have mercy on us. Stir us, empower us, redeem us, so that we might reach to You and move toward You and grow in the ways of mercy, kindness, and love. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Continue on with me in the words of Paul to the first letter to Timothy. I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength because He considered me faithful. Though I formerly blasphemed and persecuted and was shamefully and outrageously and aggressively insulting to Him, and the grace of our Lord flowed out abundantly and beyond measure for me, accompanied by faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. You are forgiven, you are restored, and you are filled with love and grace. I'm going to invite the children to come forward and join me. We have some special guests that are going to help me with the youth message this morning. So kids, you can come forward so you can enjoy that. We got to make a little room up here, though, okay, for our special guests. Why don't I get my special guests up here? Yeah, just come up to the top here. There you go. Yeah, you guys sit down there. There we go.
Well, do we need one?
Yeah, why don't we do that? All right. Can you move down there so we have room to come on the top step? Oh, thank you. We have some special friends today that are going to help me with the children's message. And I'll introduce them and tell you a little bit about them. This is Mrs. Zachris. She's a member of this church. This is, I don't know your last name, Junie. Mrs. Lee, I should have known Mrs. Lee, Junie Lee, and her son, Andrew. Hi, Andrew, how are you? And Mrs. Lee, Junie, is from Korea, South Korea. And a matter of fact, she's going to take her friend, Donna Lee, along with her and Andrew, her son, to South Korea, to a special vacation Bible school they're going to do there. But just so you get a sense of Korea, I wonder, Junie or Andrew, can you tell us how to say hello in Korean? Can you tell us how to say hello in Korean? How do you say?
안녕하세요.
Oh, do that one more time so we can try it.
안녕하세요.
Nice and slow, because Pastor Todd's really old and can't hear them. One more time.
안녕하세요.
Okay.
안녕하세요. 안녕하세요.
Can we say that back? 안녕하세요.
안녕하세요.
안녕하세요. Wow. That's hard. have you got that already, Mrs. Zekeris? Now, Mrs. Zekeris and Mrs. Lee are friends, right? And they were neighbors with Andrew, right? And Andrew and Mrs. Lee, they had a little church upstairs in the upper room where our second, third, fourth, and fifth graders are going to be with the three of us in a little while, right? They had a church up there every Sunday for a long time. And there, Mrs. Zekeris is going to go with Andrew and Junie, and they're going to do a vacation Bible school in South Korea. How many of you have ever been to a vacation Bible school? What did you do at Vacation Bible School? Tell me. If you're going to come to this Vacation Bible School, which I hope, what did you do at Vacation Bible School? Tell me. You don't know what you did? Did you sing songs? Did you sing any songs at Vacation Bible School? We are very quiet. Did you make anything? You played games at Vacation Bible School, all right. Did you learn about Jesus? Okay. Well, I think that's what you folks are going to do. Do you want to tell us anything about what you're going to do in South Korea and with the Vacation Bible School?
For the first time, we're going to have Vacation Bible School in South Korea in a city called Cheonan. In English, so that people are drawn, those people that do not know God, know how important to be able to speak English. So we're going to use English as a tool for this mission. And a lot of parents are very into learning, having their kids learn English. So this is how we are going to draw people in that region. And hopefully, we're going to have two separate sessions, and we're expecting 100 kids for each church. So we are very excited. And Donna,
their Vacation Bible School is going to be just a little bit, no, I've got my microphone right, just a little bit bigger than ours, right? We're almost 200, and they're going to have 200 people, kids at two different separate ones. Okay, you go ahead now.
And Donna here, she's going to be a teacher. And also, she's going to be doing a pastor's seminar. So that's wonderful, right?
And how long does it take? How do you get to South Korea? And just you guess first. Anyone know how to get to South Korea? Would you take a car? Would you take a boat? Would you take an airplane? Would you walk? How would you get there?
Plane.
A plane, that's right. How? Just take a guess. We're going to ask, I don't know, how long do you think they have to ride on the plane to get to South Korea? 2 hours?
A day?
You have a guess? It's long. 4 hours? What's your guess? Okay, one last guess. What's your guess? 5 hours. How many hours will it take you to ride on the airplane?
16, is it?
16 hours. That's a long time to be in a little space like this. Just to get... Yes. Wow. And when they get there, those of us that are going to be in the second, third, fourth, fifth grade class, the Growing in God Son class, we're going to take another offering this week, and that offering is going to help them have crafts. You know how you make something at Vacation Bible School? They're going to make stuff at Vacation Bible School. And then we're going to help them with that stuff that they need to bring. And then we're also going to see some pictures when they get back of what they did. All right? Do you think you can tell us one more time how to say hello in Korean?
안녕하세요. 안녕하세요. You have to bow,
down. Let's try that. We'll bow. We at least bow our heads, but 안녕하세요, something like that. Well, we'll have to practice really hard before we see the pictures when they come back. All right. Would you mind saying a prayer for us in Korean? And then if you want to follow it up with English so we understand what you said, and then we're going to go to our classes in the fellowship hall or upstairs in the upper room, and they're going to come and join us in just a few minutes after they make another announcement to all the adults. Okay? So let's pray.
하나님 감사합니다. 우리들에게 이렇게 좋은 날을 허락하여 주시고 또 우리 많은 친구들을 허락하여 주신 것 감사합니다. 하나님 우리 이 모든 관계 속에서 주님께서 인도하여 주시고 우리와 함께 동행하여 주실 것을 믿사오며 감사의 기도드립니다. 아멘.
Dear Lord, help us learn about people in the world and let them know how much God loves them. May our relationship grow as we grow our relationship in God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. And you guys can go to your class. Yeah, I think he'll call you. I think I'd use that.
Please stand and sing with us. Without Jeff.
Falling on my knees in worship, giving all I am to seek your face. Lord, all I am is yours. My whole life I place in your hands. God of mercy, humble, I bow down in your presence at your throne. I called, you answered, and you came to my rescue, and I want to be where you are. My whole life I place in your hands, out of mercy, humbled I in your presence at your throne. I called, you answered, and you came to my rescue, and I want to be where you are. I called, you answered, and you came to my rescue, and I want to be where you are. In my life, you lifted high in our world. You lifted high in our love. You lifted high. In my life, you lifted high in our world. Be lifted high in our love. Be lifted high.
I called, you answered, and you came to my rescue, and I want to be where you are.
I called, you answered,
my life be lifted high. Be lifted high
in our love. Be lifted high. It's Jeff's
fault. It must be.
We're blaming Jeff this morning for everything. Because he's supposed to be here right now.
Standing on this mountain top, looking just how far we've come, knowing that for every step you are with us. Kneeling on this battleground, seeing just how much you've done, knowing every victory was your power in us. Scars and struggles on the way, but with joy our hearts can say, yes, our hearts can say. Never once did we ever walk alone. Never once did you leave us on our own. You are faithful, God, you are faithful. Kneeling on this battleground, seeing just how much you've done, knowing every victory was your power in us. Scars and struggles on the way, but with joy our hearts can say, yes, our hearts can say. Never once did we ever walk alone. Never once did you leave us on our own. You are faithful, God, you are faithful. You are faithful, God, you are faithful. Scars and struggles on the way, but with joy our hearts can say, never once did we ever walk alone. Carried by your constant grace, held within your perfect peace, never once, no, we never walked alone. Never once did we ever walk alone. Never once did you leave us on our own. You are faithful, God, you are faithful. Every step we are breathing in your grace. Evermore we'll be breathing out your praise. You are faithful, God, you are faithful. You are faithful, God, you are faithful. You are faithful, God, you are faithful.
You pray with me, please. Oh God, you are faithful, for you have promised to never leave us alone, to continually walk with us. And as we meet you here in this special place today, oh God, help us to know that you are with us. We pray all this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and all God's people said. Amen. You may be seated. I'll ask you to grab your bulletins for announcements, but I've got Donna and Junie are going to come forward to make the adult announcement following up on our children's message, and then you're going to head out, I believe, to meet with the children for a little while. So do you want the handheld one again? Pardon me, Jane. There you go. You're welcome.
Morning. Hi. Junie and I are going to be heading out with a number of other people from Yongsung's church in about 2 weeks to head for South Korea, which, of course, you heard a little bit about during the children's message. Wanted to just give you a little bit of background on this. Junie's parents, Sija and Mr. Lee, because I can't pronounce Mr. Lee's first name, live two doors down from us. And a couple of years ago, I had met them, and And they're just the sweetest people that you could ever know. And then I met Junie, and I saw Andrew playing outside, and we started to talk, and we struck up a really nice relationship. And then there was one day when Junie was asking me, she was wanting to get Andrew into some kind of a preschool. So, of course, that was opportunity knocking. So I introduced her, or told her about our church, and introduced her to Todd. And then one thing, which Andrew started to go to the preschool here, I'm going to let Junie take over from here, because I need to tell you just a little bit about Young Sung and how that relationship, this relationship with their family and their ministry, has really blossomed.
Okay. First of all, I praise the Lord for the opportunity to be able to speak to you. And this church has been such a blessing for our family. When Donna knocked on my door, and she was only trying to introduce a park nearby, and before Andrew, and that day, that exact day was when my husband decided to leave our previous church. So at that moment, I knew God had sent Donna to our life. And, at the time we were having such a difficulty, my church was going through a lot of difficult situation, and we were opening up our new church, and we needed a place to worship. And through Donna, we were able to meet Pastor Todd, who was so blessing to our ministry. He was more than willing to have us service start here in this church, and we used to have our service up in the upper room. Every time I go into the room, I would cry like a baby because of this, grace and mercy that God had, put upon us. And now, my husband, Young Sung, is very successfully doing ministry in Long Island. And in that church, we decided to go on a mission trip, just like we explained before. We're going to have a Bible summer camp there so that we could spread the gospel. That's the more, that's the focus. But at least we'll be able to gather a lot of folks. And Donna learned about this, and she wanted to join us, and which was such a blessing again. And, she's also going to do a pastor's conference over there. And as you know, she is a coach, executive coach already, and her talent can be shown there. And this is also a fabulous opportunity for all of us. And in the future, maybe you, North Branch Berg Reformed Church, can also join us. If we do this again, then we'd love to partnership with you. And that's it. That's it. Thank you.
So here's what's happening today. Junie and I, after we speak to you this morning, we're going to go upstairs, and they're going to be making crafts to take to the children at the churches in South Korea. And I'm also going to be taking pictures and photographs, because we're going to make some huge posters, which we can leave in each one of the churches so that they'll know more about our children here over in South Korea. While I'm there, I'm going to do the same thing and take pictures there to bring back to you. So I'll be reporting back to you, I think, like August 14th. In addition, when I had mentioned this to Todd and Mark and this whole thing blossomed, they said, it would be great if we could take something over to them. So I purchased some little crafts for them to be able to do over in South Korea. And so these are what you call little doorknob signs, and our grandchildren colored them yesterday. They come in white, of course, and then you use markers and you color all these little messages: Jesus loves you, or when prayers go up, blessings come down, things like this. And then there's also these little Jesus fish, which when you scrape off the black outer side, colors come through. So as we needed to purchase 200 of these, there was a letter that went out through Mark to the parents, just saying if you would like to have your children contribute, if you'd like them to start a lemonade stand, if you would like to contribute anything to this outreach, because our goal is to also have the young people see how much we're loving one another and praying for one another with the children, and Junie and I will certainly, you know, be reporting back to them anything that happens. So we thank you in advance for any financial support that the children might give toward this effort, and also we just ask that we have your prayers when we go away in 2 weeks. Thank you very much.
Again, your prayer is most important for us, so please remember to pray for us. Thank you.
Thank you both for your ministry. In the bulletin, just a few other announcements and a couple of things that aren't in the bulletin. From what I understand, IHN is going smoothly. Thank you for all of you who are volunteering with that. There was a slight misprint in the letter, I understand, that if you're the meal preparers, you bring the meals in and have dinner because usually our guests want to eat right away. The evening hosts will not be eating with our guests. And then also, if you're free next Sunday morning at 8:30 is when we will be doing, taking all of their gear and loading it up on the truck. So if you can join us to help with that, that would be appreciated. Turn with me then, if you will, to page 4 of the announcements. Underneath the adult education heading, this Tuesday, July the 12th, is the monthly noon Bible study, so feel free to join us if you are available for that. And then turn with me, if you will, to page 6. Underneath the fellowship heading, I'll highlight on July the 23rd at the home of Laurel Ennis, there'll be a gathering with the Lugo and Mojica family. Some of you may not be familiar with who they are, but they're folks that this church has sponsored in ministry. And this is a chance, if you already know them, to reestablish relationship with them or to connect with them if you haven't met them before and hear further about what's going on in their ministries. And underneath the Lost and Found heading there, if you know, we have a little Lost and Found place underneath the coat rack when you enter the church on that end. That's going to be cleaned out after today. So if you have stuff or are missing something, you may want to take a look today on your way out. Will you join me now in a word of prayer as we continue our worship this morning? Oh God, we are blessed by all the things that you are doing in, among, and through us. We are blessed today having the gift of Elder Ed Stotts bring to us the message that you have put on his heart and as you are working among us. We trust that your word will come through as it is read this morning and as it is proclaimed. Move within each one of our hearts and make us new today. We pray all this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and all God's people said, amen.
The scripture reading today is Colossians 3, verses 12 through 17. It's on page 958 in your pew Bible. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you must also forgive. Above all, clothe yourself with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body. And be thankful, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. This is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God. Jeff was supposed to lecture, too. I'm just going to abuse him all day, probably for the next week or so. Good morning. I want to tell you guys a story. When I was 19 years old, our then associate pastor, Andre Daly, asked if I would become a junior high youth group advisor I agreed. For a year and a half, it was great times. I didn't realize then, however, that it would forever change and shape my faith. At that time in my life, I had all the answers. I thought I had it all together. I mean, I had the books of the Bible memorized. I could recite John 3:16. Could give you every pat answer that a good Christian was supposed to give. But all that knowledge never made that short leap from my head to my heart. It was about a year and a half after I started that Andre accepted a call to another church. He took his with him, who was the other group advisor, and new grandma Cindy Vollers was the other advisor. She became ill and stepped down. They left me alone with the whole shooting match. Within 2 months, I found myself parent with the parents of one of our youth in the waiting room of the clinic, checking water into the eating and pitch program.
And these folks are asking me what to do about their 17-year-old. As I sat and prayed with them, things began. The mask of the perfect Christian that I had been wearing fell off. I knew that if God was God anywhere, He was God in that waiting room. My job was just to shut up and listen to Him. And slowly, the God of my head became I began to become the one that my Father designed me to be. My own sinful ignorance didn't change the fact that God loved me or that He was there for me. Just because I was blinded and selfish didn't change the character and grace of the Father.
That's getting sweaty. Today in our text, wow, that is much louder, isn't it? Paul's words to the Corinthians are pretty straightforward. There's not really much obscure theology here. It's a to-do list, plain and simple. Hey, guys, if you want to be my church, here's what you got to do. And his words speak volumes to us today. Paul echoes terms used in the Old Testament, telling us that you are God's chosen people. You are God's holy people. You are God's beloved people. Recognize this and recognize what God has done for you. We easily forget who we are. We see ourselves through a lens of what we want others to think we are. God's way for us to develop character starts with ourselves. It's an inside-out approach. The Lord is calling us into deeper relationship with Him so that we can show our weaknesses and build a strong foundation in our inward person. Paul is telling us we need to go deeper than we have in the past. And his words go in direct defiance of everything the world teaches us. Divine power and human responsibility go hand in hand. Christianity is not just something you believe. It's something you experience and live. It can't be fleshed out in a vacuum or behind a mask. It's only when we take the focus off ourselves and place it on others that we begin to experience the fullness of God's purpose. Paul tells us to let the words of Christ dwell richly in us. At a point in history when the gospel is still an oral tradition, perhaps the imagery of Jesus addressing the people in his Sermon on the Mount came to the people's minds when he revealed the significance of what is in the hearts. And he told the people it wasn't enough to obey the commandments or cultural laws and traditions. They had to go deeper. External rules, even when they're good, are not necessarily adequate in every situation. The lordship of the indwelling Christ has to be your guide. We can go back into the Bible to find the earliest records of the masks humans have tried to wear. It's in Genesis 3, and most of us are familiar with it. Adam and Eve have just yielded to the tempting serpent, and as tear stains mingle with fruit stains, they try to literally cover themselves up before God. But God saw right through the fig leaves, and God sees right through the masks we wear. We need to quit trying to hide from God and let him change our character so that we don't have to wear the masks anymore. Because it's only when we drop our masks that we can live the life that Paul is calling us to live in today's passage. But the thing is, we love our masks. Sometimes we wear masks because we want to appear more perfect than we really are. But the reality is, all of us are so very imperfect. Yet we persist in wearing masks to hide ourselves from others because we fear their disapproval, believing that we have to present ourselves in a certain way in order to fit in and be accepted. We're afraid of letting people see the real us. So depending on the occasion or the circumstance, we slip on a mask to fit the need of the moment. Sometimes we throw on the mask of authority and power in order to seem like we're in control of our environment. We can put on a mask of everything's okay out of fear that people might stop loving us if they find out we have real problems. Some people wear a super religious mask to conceal guilt and shame of something else in their lives. Sometimes we wear our happy face mask to conceal our fear, anger, hurt, worry, even depression. And it's saddest of all when the church wears masks, because the church is the one place where all our masks should come off. And we should be genuine before God and God's people. God's house is the place where we should be able to, bring all our hurts and pains, all the ugly sinfulness of our lives, and lay them before our Heavenly Father. We shouldn't be concerned about what others think, but only about what God knows. And yet we go on switching our masks from situation to situation because we're afraid of what others will think or say when they find out about us. The word integrity has been defined as being the same person on the outside as you are on the inside. It's being the same person at home, all alone in the dark, as you are when people are watching you. We need to become men and women of integrity. All of us come to God broken. That's the fact. Doesn't matter what you're hiding behind your mask. In Christ, there is genuine and complete cleansing and forgiveness. Moreover, God forgets what we are and sees us as we can be in Jesus. The mask can come down. We don't have to pretend with him. He knows everything about us, and he loves us anyway. Remember that Jesus didn't come for the righteous, but for the sinners. He came to those of us who had made the worst decisions in our lives, who had screwed up everything, and gave us a place to be broken, but unashamed. And to those of us who felt we had reason and right to sit in judgment, he gave the freedom to choose love instead. His grace is sufficient. We all come to God broken. We're all trying to just hold it together. Whatever is behind the mask, God is calling you to lay it at the cross. And as God completes his work in you, you will begin to reflect not a false image of self, but the character of his Son. Within you is a unique assortment of God-given quirks, challenges that make you a one-of-a-kind agent for change. Your talents, your personality, your spiritual gifts, your values, your passions add up to abilities that no one has to meet the needs of the people around you. God has a plan, and you are his hand-picked choice. He placed you at this moment in history because it's here that he can use you most. He mapped out that plan long ago, but he can't fulfill that plan if you hide behind a mask of insecurities, hurts, grudges, fears, and pains. When we break down the walls and we take off our masks, it's only then that Jesus can do his work in us so that we can do our work in the world, a world that is in desperate need of the hope within each of you. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for all that you are and all that you do in our lives. We thank you, Lord, that you are a constant movement among us. We ask that you work through us, work with us, so that we can be the children you've designed us to be. In your name we pray. Amen. Taking it from here? All right, that's cool.
Brothers and sisters, please stand and confess our faith together in the words of the Apostles' Creed. As we say together, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose from the dead. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. And as you're doing so, of the gifts that God has given us in so many different ways,
We give of ourselves, we give of our time, we give of our talents, and now we give of our tithes as God leads us to do so. So please give as God leads you. Fails? Is there anyone that fails? Am I the only one in church today feeling so small? 'Cause when I look around, everybody seems so strong. I know they'll soon discover that I don't belong. So I tuck it all away, like everything's okay. If I make them all believe it, maybe I'll believe it too. So with a painted grin, I play the part again, so everyone will see me the way that I see them.
Are we happy plastic people under shiny plastic steeples, with balls around our weakness and smiles to hide our pain? But the invitation's open to every heart that has been broken. Maybe then we close the curtain on our stained glass masquerade. Is there anyone who's been there? Are there any hands to raise? Am I the only one who's traded in an altar for a stage? The performance is convincing, and we know every line by heart. Only when no one is watching can we really fall apart. But would it set me free if I dared to let you see truth behind the person that you imagine me to be? Well, would your arms be open? Or would you walk away? Or would the love of Jesus be enough to make you stay? Are we happy plastic people under shiny plastic steeples, with walls around our weakness? Smiles to hide our pain. But if the invitation's open to every heart that has been broken, maybe then we close the curtain on our stained glass masquerade. Are we happy people and the shiny plastic steeples, with walls around our weakness and smiles to hide our pain? But if the invitation's open to every heart that has been broken, maybe then we close the curtain on our stained glass masquerade. Open to every heart that has been broken. Maybe then we'll close the curtain on a stained glass masquerade. much today, feeling so small. God, from whom all blessings flow, praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Alleluia, sing praises to the Lamb. Alleluia, glory.
Pray. We sing praise to you, O Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, for these gifts that you have given to us, for these lives that you have given to us. We offer ourselves as living sacrifices today and every day to you. And we pray all this in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and all God's people said. We continue our worship together in a spirit, in an open-eyed spirit of prayer, giving thanks for the many blessings that God has bestowed upon us, and bringing, as a community of faith, dropping those masks and making our concerns known to each other and our concerns known to God. We give thanks for finding a new church family here at NBRC. We give thanks for IHN and all the caring volunteers, for Ed's message, and for Mrs. Kasucci getting better. We give thanks for Mom's birthday tomorrow and all her fantastic work with IHN over the years. We might guess who Mom is. We give thanks for Cousin Lauren getting married today. Give thanks for a successful double knee replacement for Mom Kelly. We give thanks for Vacation Bible School. Give thanks for Grace Callahan going to Nationals this week, right? All right. We give thanks for life. We give thanks for being alive and walking in the support and prayers of this church. Give thanks for this church and congregation, which is a beacon of light for all to see. Give thanks again for Grace making Nationals and heading on. Give thanks for Matt and Laura Voller's new baby boy. What else would you all like to give thanks for this morning? Give thanks for Ed Stott's wonderful message today. Give thanks for all that were over at the Hope House working, doing cleanup work, and shared some good fellowship as well. For me? Yeah, I got to go to work on the verse, but yeah. Give thanks that Robin's here with us and that Craig's parents can join us today as well. Give thanks to God for the inspiration that He is to us and to each other, right? Especially for those that have helped out with IHN that might be a little bit outside of their comfort zone. And we also bring to God our concerns. We pray for the Kelly family on the loss of 27-year-old daughter Hannah. We pray for Roseanne and Cindy battling ovarian cancer. Prayers for Marion's family who lost her battle to ovarian cancer. We pray for Louise Hendry during cancer therapy and for Gary Jensen as he awaits a kidney. We pray for a teenage son who is lost. We pray for continued healing and for Jason, a young man who is struggling with drugs. We pray for those struggling with mental illness. We pray for Chris Tepke with liver cancer. We pray for Donna and Junie, and for all the women that are going to Japan, for them that are going to South Korea. I think I got one more. And for the masked people, that we might be able to come away from our masks. We pray also for our IHN guests. And we pray for Kyle, who is suffering with severe back pain and arthritis. What else would you all like to ask God for? Pray for Alexandra, who's caring for a couple of sick parents, especially a mother who was recently diagnosed with all kinds of different cancer, and it sounds like a couple dogs, just being the caretaker, for strength for her and support for her. Pray for a baby Jordan, who has surgery upcoming in a cleft lip. We pray for George and his battle for lung cancer in his last days. Prayers for those who do not know the Lord and for a friend whose mother had a double mastectomy this week. Prayers for Herb Voller's continual recovery now that he's at home. We combine all these prayers, spoken and unspoken, with the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray and that he prays with us here today as we say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
I am free.
Please take the hands of those next to you. Yeah, I'll try not to trip Jane up here. As is the promise and as is our reminder this morning, the hands that you hold on to remind us of the hands of God that we are to be the extension of, knowing that whoever you are and wherever you go in God's wide world, that Jesus goes with you, before you to prepare your path, behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, beneath you in troubled times to carry you, and most importantly within you, to give you his abiding and abundant peace, now and forevermore. And all God's people said, amen.
You've been listening to a production of the North Branch Reformed Church in Bridgewater, New Jersey, in the United States. To connect with us online, visit nbrc.com. Thanks for listening.